All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Coming in shortly, she's in the studio, the new Fond du Lac County Emergency Management Director, Bobby Hicken. We'll talk with her coming up next. The sturgeon spearing season closing in on its first week. Is it going to go the distance? DNR senior fisheries biologist Ryan Koenig will join us a little bit later on in the program. And Jay Heck, the head of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, will talk about the lawyer fees that taxpayers are footing the bill for Republicans to appeal a federal panel of judges ruling that their redistricting map was unconstitutional. We've already paid taxpayers more than $2 million in legal fees during this appeal, and they're asking for $175,000 more. So we'll talk with Jay Heck about that. Attorney General Brad Schimmel, the Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, Marshfield Clinic, and the Department of Justice testified at a legislative informational hearing on a growing challenge of methamphetamine abuse in Wisconsin. We've all heard about the opioid epidemic. The state attorney general says methamphetamine has surpassed heroin as the big drug problem in the state of Wisconsin. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County's top cop, District Attorney Eric Toney. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Greg. Good morning.
All right. So in Fond du Lac County, where does meth stand in terms of cases that your office prosecutes compared to heroin?
Well, I don't have the exact number. I wasn't able to run that before we talked this morning, but we do see meth cases here from time to time, and they can be quite dangerous cases based on the volatility of the substances in the process to make the methamphetamine. When we see these operations, law enforcement, they gear up with protective gear and, you know, protecting themselves, and it can cause significant damage to residences where these operations occur. So the cases are significant and can definitely pose a danger to the public. As far as the, you had referenced some of the comments from Attorney General Schimmel, and I think one thing that's important to remember is every county throughout Wisconsin has different issues that it faces, and I know from talking to some of my colleagues, especially in the western side of the state, they deal with much more significant meth issues than we're seeing over here in Fond du Lac, and it's something that those communities have been hit hard with at times.
All right, and from time to time, as you mentioned, there have been people who have appeared in Fond du Lac County Circuit Court just within the last year for running meth operations. Do you think, as we speak, there are meth labs in houses in Fond du Lac?
I'm not going to speculate. I don't think that would be appropriate. Would it surprise me? No.
Do you think it's a matter of time, if it's already surpassed heroin in the western part of the state, that that same scenario impacts us?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. What I would really want to do before I could answer that would be talk in more detail with some of my other colleagues that have seen the, you know, if it's been a transition from other drugs to meth, or if they've continuously had a meth problem in their areas. You know, to just simply say because another community has it that it's going to make its way over here isn't necessarily true, but that's always a risk. And so it's something that we need to keep our eye on and be guarded about.
All right. Starting off 2017, are we still seeing a continual number of heroin cases coming through your office, or over the last several months, have we seen less, or is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
You know, I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and part of it's through the community awareness and Opioid Coalition and drug-free communities and just our law enforcement and other community partners, and how they've been able to really raise the awareness in the community so that families and friends know what to look for, that to see signs of opioid or heroin abuse and addiction, that they may be able to get to some of these individuals before they start committing the burglaries and the armed robberies and get past the point where it becomes much more difficult to help rehabilitate them. But we're still seeing a large number of cases. A lot of our property crime often relates to drug use as well, but I'm optimistic given the awareness and the strong efforts from our law enforcement, officers in our community.
All right. You mentioned when it comes to methamphetamine use in Wisconsin, that Western Wisconsin, rural areas of the state are seeing the most concentrated use of methamphetamine. What do you make of this? The FBI released a report last month that detailed the threat of methamphetamine abuse in Wisconsin, and it estimates that between 2011 and 2015, methamphetamine use in Wisconsin expanded as much as 300%. 300%. And what, even if we're not seeing the increase to the degree that they are in Western Wisconsin, what is that? What do we have to do to make sure that it doesn't spread here? But that big of an increase.
Well, we have to take the cases seriously, which we do. I know law enforcement does, and the DA's office does. I'm always a little, I don't want to say skeptical, but when we deal with numbers that relate to illegal drug use, it's not as if every year you can just take a survey and people will come in and say, this is how much meth I used, or yeah, I used meth, or no, I didn't, or yeah, I made it. And so oftentimes we have to rely on data from arrests, drug seizures, and things of that nature. And when we see, you know, it's somewhat similar to the opioid issues. When law enforcement makes a concerted effort to address the issue, we're going to see more of those cases and more arrests. But I'm not trying to suggest that it means it's not on the rise, but we have to just keep our eye on how we're able to obtain those numbers.
All right. I just want to get a quick update on the sex offender from Washington County that was ordered to be placed at a Town of El Dorado residence last fall. There was a hearing in Washington County Circuit Court back in December. You were there. The judge said he was going to make a ruling, hopefully by the end of December, that they would look for another place in Washington County. We haven't heard anything since.
And this, I have not heard anything directly from the Judge Gonring in Washington County or the Department of Health Services, the DA's office, or the Attorney General's office on the placement status of Terry Olson. But I know that they were looking at a placement, I think, in the town of Aaron within Washington County. That may have been a month or two ago, but it looks like that placement was not viable. What I've kind of been hearing through some of the back channels is they may be continuing to look for other placement options, perhaps in Washington County, but we haven't received any notice, at least I haven't, that Mr. Olson would be placed here in Fond du Lac County. So at this time, I don't know where he's going to be placed or if he's even been placed somewhere.
All right, but I guess as time passes and we haven't heard anything, it at least for me, it would indicate that maybe they're really concentrating on finding another place outside Fond du Lac County.
Hopefully the old adage, no news is good news in
this
circumstance.
Yeah, I think you're right. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
You're welcome, Greg. Thanks for having me.